I was forced out, Your Honor.
A former tenant's hardship.
I only had one change of outfit and didn't have no money to my name, Your Honor.
But is his story really so sad?
You didn't pay rent.
Not the complete rent, Your Honor.
Doesn't matter. You can't go into a store and order a tuna fish sandwich for $5.95 and give him $2.
Reason I didn't pay rent?
I don't care why you didn't pay rent. You didn't pay rent. Remember the tuna fish sandwich.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Tremaine Grant is suing his former landlord, Greg Tobin, for damaging his belongings when he unlawfully evicted him.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 486 on the calendar, in the matter of Grant versus Tobin.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Mr. Grant.
Yes.
How do you know Mr. Tobin?
A friend of mine was renting a restaurant from him. I know him as a landlord that have other properties. So I inquired about the properties. He said he had something that I might could rent.
Something that you might live in?
Yes.
When was that?
April of 2012, I believe.
Is that right?
I believe it was March 2012.
Yeah, March. He's right.
And you rented the premises?
Yes, that's correct.
For how much?
I believe it was $450 a month.
Correct?
That's right.
And did you live there from March of 2012 to March 2013?
I lived there from March 2012 till January or February when the incident happened.
January or February of 2013?
Yes.
So after January, February 2013?
Yes.
You weren't there anymore?
I was forced out, Your Honor.
You weren't there anymore.
That's correct.
Well, we're now a year later. What brings you to me?
What happened in the incident, I had the
No, no, no. You haven't lived there, sir, in well over a year.
Yes.
Why did you wake up one morning recently and decide to sue Mr. Tobin?
No, it wasn't a wake up. I always knew I was going to sue Mr. Tobin.
Well, what took you all this time, sir?
I only had one change of outfit and only didn't have no money to my name, Your Honor. I had to move in with my mother in another city to regroup, Your Honor. I'm an entrepreneur. He took away ways that I was
just
able to make money and live in the county.
So was what you're telling me that you didn't have time or you didn't have resources? How much did it cost you to file a case in small claims court?
$20, I believe.
You had $20 over the course of 14 months.
That's correct.
Right. So I just want you to understand, when people are aggrieved by a situation, they usually don't wait 14 or 15 months to sue about it. They do it right away if it's really important to them. So now that we understand that, Mr. Grant, Mr. Tobin rented his premises to you March of 2012. Mm-hmm. Did you pay rent in April of 2012?
Yes.
May?
Yes.
June?
Yes.
July?
Yes.
August?
Yes.
September?
Yes.
Careful. October?
Yes.
November?
I had a balance in November.
November. So in November of 2012, you didn't pay rent?
Not the complete rent, Your Honor.
Doesn't matter. You can't go into a store and order a tuna fish sandwich for $5.95 and give him $2.
Okay.
Either you pay for the sandwich or you don't pay for the sandwich. So in November, you didn't pay him his full rent?
Correct.
What about December? Did you pay him his full rent in December?
I think I made a mistake, Your Honor. I think it was December that I didn't pay the full rent.
Did he pay his full rent in November?
He owed me for November.
Owed for November. What about December?
He didn't pay.
At all?
Not at all.
So December you didn't pay at all?
Nope.
And what about January?
I wasn't there.
Well, you just told me that you moved sometime January, February.
No, the months are messed up. I paid in November. I didn't pay in December and January.
Bottom line is you didn't pay rent.
For the last month.
I don't care.
And $125 for the month prior to that.
So you didn't pay rent for 2 months?
Not two whole months, Your Honor.
Doesn't matter, two whole months, sir. Remember the tuna fish sandwich. So what happened?
The reason I didn't pay rent.
I don't care why you didn't pay rent. You didn't pay rent.
Yes.
I don't care what the reason is.
All right.
Now tell me about what you're suing him about.
I'm suing for the damages of all my property that was in the apartment.
Well, why don't you tell me what the damage was? Because he also has a counterclaim. He says that you went nuts and damaged his property, broke 11 windows.
Not true, Your Honor.
Really? Okay, let's go.
I started complaining about the apartment due to the heat. There was no heat in the apartment. When he rented me the apartment, he said it would be heated. But the fact that I had ice on the inside of
You have to understand something. I just told you I'm not interested why you didn't pay rent. I'm interested in what happened and why he destroyed your property.
I have no idea.
Well, tell me about it. Tell me what he did to your property.
He had the other people that live in the building go downstairs and clean the apartment out totally.
Spick How do you span. Know that?
Because they told me and I have
they
a son.
They can't tell you. That's hearsay.
He admitted to it. I have evidence. He admitted to it.
To you?
Yes, to me, to the police, and in my statements.
I'd like to see it.
Yeah, this too. It's from the residents that live there.
I don't read statements from people.
I'm sorry.
That's hearsay. If he made an admission that he told other people to go and throw your stuff out and get rid of your stuff, and there was no explanation for that, and if he said it to the police, I'm willing to hear it.
Thank you.
Okay. He absolutely says that he told the second floor tenant that he could clear out the apartment because the second floor tenant states that she was instructed to clean out the apartment because you moved out and the parties deemed the items to be trash. Confirmed that you were never properly evicted. You state his estimated loss in damaged or taken goods at $2,000. The defendant reports that several windows were broken on the first floor as well. Okay, so what I gather from this is that you didn't pay rent. There was a tenant above you. The upstairs tenant confirms that she was told by the defendant that you had moved out and that the items were trash. Is that right?
No, it's partially right. The plaintiff said to me that it was okay for the second floor tenant to come in to clean up because he was going back to New York City. It's a two-bedroom apartment.
Just a second. So you had a conversation with him, Mr. Tobin?
Not only did we have a conversation, we all met in his apartment, and he showed us what he wanted moved into the back room. He was leaving for New York City.
Tell me when that occurred.
That happened about the 14th, 15th of January.
You were in his apartment?
Yes, ma'am, with the second floor tenant, and I have a police report that states that he knew that she was going into his apartment to clean. And I also know for...
Just a second.
Sure.
All I want to know is, Mr. Tobin, you and the plaintiff had a conversation and he indicated to you that he was moving to New York City.
That's correct.
And that was in mid-January.
That's right.
When he had not paid rent but was living there.
Correct.
And he also had not paid full rent in December. According to him,
yes,
you
ma'am.
Say he hadn't paid any rent in December and also a part of November.
Yes, ma'am.
So he said, I'm leaving.
That's correct.
Got it. Now, there was some, according to you, money in your apartment, and you thought that somebody had taken your money. Somebody had, in fact, taken your money. That'd be the second floor tenant? Who returned it to you?
The second floor
Just tenant. Just a second. Who returned it to you?
The second floor tenant.
Before the second floor tenant returned your money to you, did you break any windows in the apartment?
Not at all. I came to the apartment with the police. I'm the one that got the police involved. I'm the one that brought the police there that morning.
I'm not buying your story, Mr. Grant.
About
everything. And I believe Mr. Tobin, who rented you an apartment, you stopped paying rent, you had a discussion with him. I absolutely believe him that you said, I'm leaving, because there would be no other reason why. From March of 2012, all of a sudden, you stopped paying rent. November, December, and January. And then you say you left, and you left the city. When you left the city, where did you go? What city did you go to?
Harlem, with my mother.
New York?
Yes.
Right. That's what he says. That's the discussion that you had with him.
Excuse me, Your Honor?
Yeah, it's not happening for you, Mr. Grant.
I never had a...
It's not happening.
Your Honor, I never spoke with the people upstairs about moving nothing out of my apartment. Those people, I never knew they had a key to my apartment or nothing.
I'm not talking about people upstairs. I absolutely believe him when he said that you told him you were moving. Mr. Grant, it's not happening for you, sir. Now, were you there when he broke the windows?
Well,
were you there when he broke the windows?
No, ma'am, I was not.
You have any witnesses?
None.
Now, the other part of your counterclaim was for unpaid rent.
Yes.
Which months did you not pay rent?
Your Honor, I have a statement from him. Can I just give you this?
Absolutely.
I don't want to say the wrong thing again.
Absolutely.
This is his letter that he presented me.
Absolutely.
Thank you. He typed that up.
Oh, and you want to present this as evidence?
That shows the rent that was paid or not paid.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
He walked into the bedroom where he was staying, said he was going to kill us, pulled a knife, and I put it to him. And my fiancé was on the phone with 911, and cops came and ambulance revived him because I put him unconscious.
Okay.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Tremaine Grant says former landlord Greg Tobin damaged his belongings after an unlawful eviction. Greg is countersuing, claiming Tremaine smashed out 11 windows when he moved out.
Sir, listen to me carefully. It shows exactly what he says, that you had a balance for November. That's okay. What he said.
Yes, ma'am.
That you didn't pay December at all.
Okay.
That's not what you said. That's what he said.
I wasn't sure.
And that he said to you on December 26th, if you get out now,
mm-hmm.
I will forgive December.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'll forgive December. But you didn't get out.
Exactly.
You didn't get out.
Exactly.
You stayed in January and didn't mm-hmm. pay rent. So you owe him rent for December, January, and $125 for November.
That's true.
That's true. That's what you're going to pay him.
What does he owe me?
Nothing. Zero. Nada.
Your Honor, I have police reports
Nada.
Saying that he had all my stuff
Nine,
thrown
10,
out.
1025, judgment for the defendant on the counterclaim. 1025. Thank you. That's
Thank
all.
You.
Parties are excused when they step out.
I know I owed him rent, but it doesn't mean you throw all my stuff in the street.
It's total nonsense. That was garbage.
I believe it was out of spite.
That was out on the street. It wasn't his belongings.
Why would anybody throw everything you own out into the street?
It was very disheveled. Things were, you know, broken.
I know nothing about that. The police doesn't even know nothing about that.
You take the good with the bad. Sometimes you get a bad apple.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Knox versus Cameron Goodyear. Step forward.
Craig Knox is suing his former friend, Jason Cameron, and his fiancée, Amber Goodyear, for an unpaid loan, the return of rent, and medical bills due to an assault.
Mr. Knox, you and Mr. Cameron have been friends for a long time, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
When I say a long time, your papers say you've been good friends for 17 years.
Right.
You found yourself at a point where you needed a little assistance.
Correct.
When was that?
November.
November of 2013.
14, actually, Your Honor. This is last year.
November of 2013.
13, excuse me, yeah.
Tell me why you had some trouble in November of 2013.
I really don't know why. The thing is, I lent him some money, gave him $500 rent, $300 a loan because he is on the...
Mr. Knox, you're getting a lot ahead of yourself. If I'm not going to be able to get the story cogently from you, I'm going to tell you what you tried to write in your complaint, that Mr. Cameron, your friend, and his girlfriend took you in because you had no place to go. You went to live with them.
Correct.
And that was around November?
September, second week of September, Your Honor.
And Mr. Cameron says he's very fond of you, even though you're an alcoholic. Is that right?
Correct.
That when you're not drunk, you're fine. When you're drunk, you're not so fine. Also correct?
Yes.
They let you come in, and the agreement was that you would pay them $100 a week rent. And for a substantial part of the time that he was there, he paid you $600.
Correct. On October 3rd, paid me $600 for the 2 weeks in September and for the month of October.
So you were helping him, but you were helping him in getting paid. And you were getting your money from where, Mr. Knox? Uncross your arms, please, sir.
Oh, sorry, honey.
From where were you getting your money?
Social Security.
How old are you?
I'm 54.
Well, what do you get Social Security for?
I'm disabled.
What's the nature of your disability?
I got spinal stenosis, and I wear a pack.
How much do you get from Social Security disability?
$1,032.
So if you gave them $400 a month, you'd still have $600 left for yourself.
I gave him $500 a month, and I lent him $300.
We're getting ahead of ourselves, sir.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
They were drunk, and they beat the heck out of me, Your Honor. And I went to the hospital. They took me in an ambulance, and they stole my money, threw away all my clothes, everything else I owned.
Have anything to add?
That's not how it happened at all.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Craig Knox says former friend Jason Cameron and fiance Amber Goodyear owe for a loan, the return of rent, and an assault. Jason claims Craig pulled a knife on him.
Yeah. You lived with them for a while, then something happened. And these were people that took you in.
Mm-hmm.
And then your complaint says that you called one day and they threw you out.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that happened?
Well, we got in a big fight.
What'd you get into a fight about?
Stupid stuff.
Well, no. Stupid. Do you remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, then tell me what you remember.
Were saying rude things about kids and everything else and about
our
families.
Saying rude things about what kids?
Her kids, my kids, and we just got in an argument about something really stupid, actually. But
were you drinking?
Oh, yeah.
Did that contribute to the argument?
Yes, I think it had a lot to do with it.
So they told you to leave?
Well, actually, I got punched in the face, and then I got hit behind. And then I went to the hospital. Had over $60,000 worth of bills and the hospital bills. I got all this right here.
Now, you want to tell me in a couple of minutes your version of the events and what you want?
I'd like to get the $5,000 that they owe me. I got over $100,000 worth of hospital bills.
I'd like to be 5'8". It'll never happen for me. You want to tell me the story? Now you have 3 minutes.
This is embarrassing because he is my best friend.
So then say it's embarrassing. He's my best friend. I would just like to withdraw my lawsuit because they were trying to be nice to me and I blew it because I was drunk.
No, that's fine, not the way
tell
to go. That,
now you have 2 minutes to tell me your story.
No, they were drunk and they beat the heck out of me, Your Honor. And the whole thing is I went to the hospital. They took me in an ambulance from the house and they stole my money. They did everything. They threw away all my clothes, everything else I owned.
Are you finished?
Yep.
Have anything to add?
That's not how it happened at all.
Well, you want to tell me how it happened?
Yeah, he took off in the month of November, went on his drinking bender, called me, threatening me, said he was going to put a bullet in my forehead, murder me, was going to have people go and beat up my fiance. I told him I was going to bring him his belongings, which pretty much everything he owned, I gave him. And he showed back up at the house. He came in. My fiance told him she didn't want him there anymore. She had heard what he had said about her. And he walked into the bedroom where he was staying, said he was going to kill us, pulled a knife, and I put it to him. I don't deny that at all. Okay. You know?
That's what happened.
And my fiance was on the phone with 911, and cops came and ambulance revived him because I put him unconscious.
Okay. Where was the knife?
In his hand. He pulled it out of his pocket.
What happened to it?
The police took it.
You have a police report?
Yes.
I'd like to see it.
This is what they gave us with the charge and stuff on it, and then this is the ultimate restraining order and stuff afterwards. They couldn't give us the entire report because there wasn't time. Instead, we had to submit it in writing on Tuesdays
and
Thursdays.
Well, don't tell me what they can't give you. This is not a report. What happened to the pending criminal case?
I have no idea. We got the restraining order. It was supposed to be extended.
Yes, there is a restraining order.
Yeah, they never showed up for court on the restraining order, either one of them.
Restraining order was issued, Your Honor. It's right there.
It's here.
I got theirs when I went to court. They didn't show up, either one of them. This is when it was originally filed.
The police told me that because I didn't put
it in. Don't tell me what the police told you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
I just have one question. I mean, I sort of get what's going on, but my question to you is, did Mr. Knox lend you at any time any money?
No, ma'am.
The only money he gave you was the $600 that he did give you towards his rent?
Correct. On October 3rd, he gets his checks on the 3rd. And at the end of October, the first week of November, he was missing in action, drunk on a bender.
Where do you go when you get drunk?
I used to go with him.
Well, you weren't with him this time. Where did you go this time?
I went to a friend of mine's house, and I wasn't there, actually, because on the 6th, I went to the hospital. On the 11th, I went to the hospital because of him. Like I said, I lent him the $500 for rent, my rent money, and then $300 because he's on furlough, because he's a federal firefighter. I lent him the $300. He's going to pay me back on the 7th, and he didn't. And that's what we got in our big argument about. It was
stupid.
And it
was about the $300.
Yeah, it was about the $300.
What about calling your children names?
No, that was Amber and I who were calling each other dumb stuff.
Well, did you get whatever stuff back from your friend?
No.
What's the name of the friend that you dropped off his stuff at?
Jeff, I believe. I think that's the name. I don't know the guy very well. This is where he goes, and his brother and I took it and dropped it off.
Are you the brother?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you stand up, please?
Yes.
Your last name is Knox?
Yes.
Did you drop off your brother's stuff someplace?
Yes.
Tell me what it is that you dropped off.
Several suitcases to the small little motel with Jason.
That sound familiar to you, Mr. Knox?
That's what he told me.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. That's all. We're finished. Your case is dismissed.
How does that excuse you, Mr. Stefan?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
You were in the business of selling e-cigarettes.
And I needed somebody to watch over the merchandise.
How much do you say she did not return to you?
The value of it was $5,500.
Just say no.
Judge Judy.
To me, it's about money.
We kicked him out. He was homeless again.
I've known him for 17 years. loving to death like a brother.
His alcohol problem. He gets his paycheck and spends it.
But they blew a relationship.
He's a great guy when he's sober.
When he beat the hell out of me, him and his girlfriend.
But those days are few and far between.